One of the things our city is famous for, the annual International Mariachi Conference, starts next week, running April 22nd to the 25th. It's one of the biggest celebrations of its kind in the world, attracting not only the very best mariachi players, but also those who are just starting out. Next, Tony Paniagua introduces us to a member of a group of Tucson youth who have embraced the mariachi style.
Mariachi is Mexico's most well-known musical style, and there are countless groups performing this genre around the world. One of them is right here in Tucson. It's known as Mariachi Tesoro de Tucson, or Mariachi Treasure of Tucson. We're joined by one of its young members, 11-year-old Fernando Manzano, and his mother, Ana. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you for wanting me here.
Thank you for inviting us.
Ana, so tell us about the group, the history. How did it get organized, and how many members there are, and so on?
We are a youth mariachi comprised of 13 performers from the ages of 9 to 14, and they all started at Davis Bilingual Elementary School as members of Mariachi Aguilitas under the direction of Alfredo Valenzuela and Jaime Valenzuela. Jaime at the time had a youth mariachi, Mariachi Milagro, and several of our performers were part of his apprentice group. And as they grew older, he formed this with the apprentices formed this group, Mariachi Tesoro.
And Fernando, why did you decide to join this organization?
First, I started as an apprentice with Mariachi Milagro. And after a couple of months, there's more apprentices. So Jaime said that we could just all join to make a mariachi group. And so that's how we started. We first started as Nueva Generación, or new generation. And then we went to Mariachi Tesoro.
And you play a couple of instruments?
Yes, I play the vihuela, the guitar, and the trumpet.
Oh, so three instruments. So you have the vihuela with you. What is that instrument? And let's hear a little bit from
the
you.
The vihuela is, it's kind of like a guitar, but it's a little smaller with five strings.
That is amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And Ana, as a mom, what are the benefits that you see, obviously, other than learning how to play an instrument for the kids that are participating?
It's a lot of dedication and commitment, and it builds character. It takes a lot of courage for these young kids to get in front of a stage with hundreds of people, and it's, you know, to be able to share their talents with others. It's great.
They went to San Antonio a couple of years ago, and they actually ended up winning an award.
Yes, they went
there
to San Antonio and were part of a competition, a mariachi competition, where they took first place and had the wonderful experience of being able to perform for Mariachi Vargas at the Calitlan. So it was a great experience for them.
And Fernando, is this tough to be a member? Does it take a lot of work?
No, it doesn't really take a lot of work, because when you really love music, it's really kind of easy for you because you're doing what you really love and it's fun.
And you were born in the United States. You speak English, but you also learned Spanish. Do you have to speak Spanish in order to be a member of this group?
No, because we have a couple of members that really didn't speak Spanish, and they're still singing Spanish.
And Fernando, what do you want to do in the future with your musical talents?
In the future, maybe be an artist and just really just play whenever I want and just keep doing what I do.
Okay, and then finally, Ana, your next performance, you will be at the Mariachi Conference?
We'll be at the Mariachi Conference in April for the youth, the student showcase, and also at the Garibaldi's at Reed Park.
The Tucson International Mariachi Conference is April 22nd through April 25th. We have links for more information about the conference and Fernando's group. It's on the radio page at azpm.org.